I'm Marco Werman. This is The World.
All we are saying, bring back our dogs.
Protesters outside Nigeria's embassy in London today demanding the return of more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped almost 4 weeks ago in northern Nigeria. President Goodluck Jonathan is under growing international pressure to find the girls. Today, Amnesty International blasted his government for its slow response. Amnesty also alleged that the Boko Haram militants had given security forces advanced warning of the attack. Earlier, I asked Nigeria's Minister of Information, Laburan Maku, for his reaction.
Without this report, but we'll investigate it. Because I know that if the military authorities were aware that there was going to be a strike 40 minutes away, I am sure that every conceivable effort would have been made to intervene. We'll get to the root of the information that we're hearing from Amnesty International.
President Goodluck Jonathan said today that he believes the girls are still in Nigeria. Can you tell us where that certainty comes from? What information does he have?
We've been in contact with our neighbors within Cameroon, with Chad, with Niger, areas that they could easily be taken across the border. We've not seen yet any evidence that they have been taken across the boundary to another country. Secondly, since this incident took place, the security forces have been in the surveillance. We've flown so many sorties in the area to monitor and see if there was any movement, you know, across the boundary with either Cameroon, Chad, or Niger Republic. We have not seen the evidence. So we believe that the more likelihood that they may have been subdivided into small groups and taken to, you know, maybe places either within the Borno State or within the Northeast or maybe even outside the Northeast.
So does the government have a team in Borno State canvassing locals and getting information on the ground?
Oh, yes. Even the local authorities, they are also talking to the police. They are talking to the press. We've had dialogue between the security forces also directly with the people, communicating with them, seeking their support, seeking their information to cooperate with security forces and the national level also.
But since the 2010, this part of Nigeria has been an area that Boko Haram has been attacking. Why were there not more military assets in place to deal with this from the very first day that the abductions occurred?
When insurgency began in the area, there was a lot of intervention by the police. Our pressure to send in a full-scale military operation was not immediately accepted, especially by the regional governments in the area and the local people who felt that this was not a problem that we should send in the military. But when eventually the matter went to where it went, we declared a state of emergency and got a full-scale military operation.
And yet on Tuesday, there were another 8 girls kidnapped.
That was the report we received, and we're also moving on. You see, this is a vast area, you know, with a lot of local schools. And, you know, under this situation, sometimes the actions are in the least expected area and sometimes very rural areas.
I understand the frustration the Nigerian government is facing. There are a lot of people also who are frustrated. And I'd like to play you the voice of a woman who is among a large group of demonstrators outside the Nigerian embassy in London today. And this is what she had to say to President Goodluck Jonathan of Nigeria.
My message for the president of Nigeria is step up to the game, step up to leadership. He is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, so he needs to step up to the game and lead. That's all of my message. Jonathan, lead.
So, Mr. Minister, one woman clearly frustrated, and she's not the only one. Why has it taken so long for the Nigerian government to respond to this crisis in a way that makes people in Nigeria and around the world think that the government's really doing something?
First of all, I want to understand that I can feel the frustration of some of our citizens, and I really, we empathize, we understand with them because we take all the criticism in good faith, in good faith. But reality is that the president has been leading effectively in fighting this insurgency.
But it's not the insurgency
that this insurgency is still persisting.
It's not the insurgency per se that's bothering citizens right now. It's this crisis, these 234 plus girls who have been abducted, the lack of a speedy response to deal with these girls.
No, there was a lot of quick action. You know, first of all, the information that came from this rural school, you know, was very conflicting. One of the information we got initially by the principal was like she was not in the school. 2 days after, the state government now say over 200 students were abducted. And we moved into action through the Air Force, through the ground troops that are in that region, through the Secret Service. We moved into action. We combed virtually each of those areas, the bushes that are known to be the basis of this insurgence, by air, on land, doing everything we can. Sometimes on a daily basis, we'll go to 3-4 different places based on information and clues that we get. So it is not true that there has not been action. There has been action. We have never rested. We can understand the anxiety. We can understand the anger. because you are talking of school girls. So the global concern and the concern about our citizens, we really appreciate it. But definitely, we have been up and doing everything possible to get them back.
Tell me this, please, sir. Would the Nigerian government be willing to pay a ransom for these girls to Boko Haram if that's what it came down to?
We have not made any such decisions at all. Neither has there been any discussion on paying ransom for these girls. At the moment, there's nothing like that going on.
Nigeria's Minister of Information, Laban Makuu, thank you very much for your time, sir.
Thank you.